Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Take away all of my sins. I'm praising my Savior.
Oh, oh.
Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm just happy and I'm blessed. Oh, I'm just watching, just looking above. I'm
all the light and the world.
I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you. By grace, I'm saved. Oh, through love, there is a mountain that washes all of my sins. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Lord, we praise your glorious and your holy name. You are holy. You are worthy of praises and you are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for food. Thank you for clothing. Thank you for shelter. Oh, Father God, thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, God, we praise your name. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, oh, God, almighty God. You are awesome, oh, God. There is no one like you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bow down before you. We honor you, Jesus. Say thank you, Lord. We bless you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Renew your mercy upon us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. So, Lord, we ask you for mercy, 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 mercy. Oh, Father God, have mercy. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that do not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy, oh God. Be merciful unto us, oh God. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our children, oh God. We cry for mercy for our children. Have mercy upon our siblings, oh God. Mercy upon our brothers and our sisters, oh God. Mercy upon our spouses, our husbands and wives, oh God. We pray for mercy, oh God. Mercy for our nieces and nephews, oh God. Father, we cry out for corporate mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, this morning in this ministry, O God, on all those that are connected to us. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We cry out to you, Lord, for mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Father, we soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, the blood, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus overflow in our environment and cleanse our environment. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus sanctify the environment. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, oh God. Release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cytosis, the networks, oh God. The blood of Jesus in this space, the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father, there are people that have to travel back and forth, oh God, especially on the East Coast, God, where the weather is terrible. Father, we pray, Lord, that you keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you send your angels to guide and protect them, O God. We come against every form of incident and accident, O God. Father God, keep your children covered, O God. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to you. We bless your name, O God. Father, this morning we pray for divine angelic assistance to lead us and guide us, O God, in the name of Jesus, and do your biddings. We pray for divine angelic assistance to war on our behalf. The battle, it is not ours, it is the Lord. Lord, you wanted more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. So, Lord, we stand on your word, and we stand on your promises, we stand on it in the name of Jesus. Victory is ours in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we say thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you for all that you've promised and that you will do, oh God. We thank you for all that you have done, oh God. And we thank you for all that you will do in our lives. Oh, Father God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within. We thank you for this divine moment, this Kairos moment that changes into a divine movement, oh God. We thank you for helping us to walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord, for enlarging our territory. In the name of Jesus, oh God, leave your name. We praise your name, O God. Father God, this morning we lift up Mother Somerville, O God. Father God, you know what everything that concerns her, O God. But we ask you to release a special blessing upon her this morning in the name of Jesus, O God. Your special grace, O God. Let it rest upon her, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to provide for her according to your riches in glory, O God. Father, keep sickness away from her. Keep evil away from her. Oh, hide her in your secret place, O God. Let her never lack, O God, in the name of Jesus. For she is your servant, O God. Father, embrace her in your love. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for Mother Somerville. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that the people around her, her family and friends, Lord, will be there to help her in every way that they can, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your special grace. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, we lift up our hands in praise and in worship to you. For you are great. There is no one like you. So Lord, we just say thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We bless the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. This morning, I'm going to open the line for testimonies. We've been through the year 2021, and we have come to 2022. This is the third Sunday of the year. Hallelujah. And if anyone wants to share a testimony about the goodness of God, or what God has done in your life or is doing in your life, or, you know, press one, let us acknowledge what God has done and give him every praise and thanksgiving, because every one of us, I know he's done something for us. So I decided to take this morning to pray so we can use it for testimonies and praise God for what he's done in our lives. Press one on your keypad if you want to give a testimony in Jesus' name. Anybody want to give a testimony? Press one. Okay. I know God has been good to us.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm trying to bless God this morning for my life, my children's life. I came in through all 2021. And it has not been easy, but in between, God has been blessing me. I just want to tell God, thank you for strength, for life. Oh, when the good man is coming to work, I can just step in there, but I just want to bless God. From the 27th of this day, I've been sick. But I tell God, thank you, even with the emergency line that you asked for your prayer. I had it cool, and now I go well. But these 2 days, I've just been sick. When the emergency line that yesterday, I woke up. So this small blister in the afternoon, the whole thing came my head. But it's just been for 5 days. I can't sleep. I just in pain. But after the door, I said, the door is a liar. So last night was so severe pain. I had to call my sister to me the emergency. When they said, I got a shingle. I just want your prayer. Last night, the medicine they gave me, I haven't slept. I just in pain. All in all, I tell God, thank you. I saved my life.
Hallelujah.
I pray for me.
Okay. And Lord, we're going to pray for you now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word to bring everything to you in prayer. Father God, Mary Emma is in a relationship with you, and you are a covenant for healing. It's a portion in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask this morning to heal her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus, oh God, to make her whole, to heal every sickness in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus on the cell, on her tissues, on her organs, on her system, in the name of Jesus. Father God, eliminate her of the pain, oh God. Shingles, we call the name of Jesus. You have no power and authority in her life. Her body belongs to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and her body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So we command you in the name of Jesus, let us be permitted to leave her body now in the name of Jesus. Leave her body now in the name of Jesus. We command you to leave. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. We command that Jesus to come into alignment with the word of God. We command the organs to come into alignment with the word of God. Father, we command the cells, the tissues, the organs to come into alignment with the word of God by the strength of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. She is healed. We command the system to respond to the word of God in the name of Jesus. All power belongs to Jesus. He is the healer. He is the deliverer, oh God. There is no distance. So, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Father, we release the blood on every cell. The blood of Jesus. So, you lift your heart and lift up the whole cleanser, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take away the pain, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, you get the glory. You get the honor, oh God. You are a covenant keeping God. There is nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Papa.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Gloria, my son, Daria, Koromose. Anyone else with a testimony? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. If you up, you everybody should have a word to say about the goodness of God. Just to be alive. Hallelujah. Praise him in the good time. Praise him in the bad time. Praise him. Hallelujah. Anyone else, if you have a testimony, just press 1 on your keypad. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I thank God this morning for waking me up this morning. I bless him. I glorify him. I magnify him. Words are inadequate to express my gratitude to him for what he's doing in my life. I know God has a reason for keeping me on earth. And I see him day and night. If there's anything the Lord wants me to do, and he showed it to me, and he speak to me. If he tells me to do anything, he will equip me so I'm not afraid. Anytime he wants me to do anything, he will equip me to do it. I thank my God this morning.
Amen. And I've risen this morning to praise him. And I will continue to praise him, bless him, to glorify his name. He's worth it. He brought us from last year to this year. I and my family, my siblings, my children, my grandchildren. We all are still alive, though we are sick, but we are alive. Came for that. That others will be healthy, never complain about anything. They are no more. And we are sick, and we are still alive. I thank him for what he's doing in my life, in my children's life, in my siblings' life. I bless his name. I glorify his name. And he continues to carry us through. Just a matter of time. At his own appointed time, he will heal us. I bless his name. I glorify him. I magnify him. I adore him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing in the life. My siblings, nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. I thank you. I thank you. Just give me the strength to say thank you, Papa. Thank you. I got nothing to give, but to just say thank you, to praise you, to bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your daughter, your handmaid, O God. Father God, we thank you for Pastor Young, O God. And Father God, we join her with praises and thanksgiving and adoration for all that you are doing and will do and have done in her life and in the lives of her children, grandchildren, in the life of her siblings, her nieces and nephews. Lord, we forever grateful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, O God, to continue to walk with him. We ask you, O God, to heal her of any kind of ailment, sickness, in the name of Jesus, O God. Let your healing virtues flow through her, O God. Let her body come into alignment with the word of God by the stripes of Jesus. Let her be made whole. In the name of Jesus, we uproot the spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, and we speak healing to her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command the cells, the tissues, the organs to come into alignment with the holy word of God. In the name of Jesus, we come against any form, O God, of headaches, O God, any form of pain, O God. In the name of Jesus, touch her, O God. Touch her, O God. Touch her, O God. Jesus, you are the healer, O God. And we thank you for healing her. We thank you for testimony. We thank you for deliverance, O God. We thank you for restoration, O God. We thank you for making your strength perfect, O God, in her weakness, O God. We thank you for increasing her faith that she walks by faith and not by sight, knowing and trusting in you completely. Lord, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, because she is your gift to the body of Christ. We thank you for the work that you have set forth before her, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that every assignment, that she will do it well, O God, because of your grace. So, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, hallelujah. I'm putting you on.
Amen.
Amen.
That's one of the things that every day is thankful, a blessing that we can wake up every morning and see another beautiful day. Just want to thank you for our family. Thank you for the doors that he continued blessing us and opening. I just want to thank you that this week my son had passed away. His two kids' birthdays, like, this same week, and they both had a birthday. And they are so close. And I just want to thank you for everything that he continued doing for us. Pastor Margaret, please pray for my sister, her grandson. He's 21. He's in the hospital. They just found out that he has diabetes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the testimony. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus of Allison, oh, God. Father, thank you for all that you've done and you're doing in her life and in the life of her family members, her husband, her children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for her grandchildren who are celebrating their birthdays, oh, God. Father God, we pray for more grace to rest upon them. Father God, we pray that they will complete their divine appointment and assignment in the name of Jesus. We pray for good health, long life, oh God, and we pray for godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. Father God, show yourself great and mighty to them, oh God, that they will continue to walk in your saving grace, oh God, that your name, oh God, will be glorified. And Lord, this morning we pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch Allison and we continue to heal her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Comfort her heart, oh God, even though it's been years. But Lord, you never get over the death of your son or your loved one, oh God. So Father, we pray for your anointing of comfort to rest upon her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up her nephew, oh God, this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said suffer the little children to come on to you. Oh, Father, this is a baby. We ask you to take away the sickness from him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus right now in his body by the strength of Jesus Christ. He is healed. By the stripes of Jesus, he is healed. Father, heal him, oh God. Heal this little child. He says, suffer the little children to come unto you. And so, Father God, your healing grace, oh God, let it be released right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a miracle, oh God, concerning this diabetes. We command the diabetes to get out of his body in the name of Jesus. We uproot it in the name of Jesus, and we plant that seed of righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make your son whole, your baby whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch him. Touch him, touch him, touch him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you get the glory. You get the honor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so we pray for all the children, grandchildren, spouse. We pray for your special grace to rest upon them this week in the name of Jesus and throughout their lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you, every battle that you've won for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, thank you that she, Allison, has faith and trust in you, oh God. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing her children, her husband, the family together as one, oh God, binding them together with your cord of love, and you being that third cord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So let your special grace rest upon them. Heal your baby, oh God. Make him whole. Let there be a testimony, and let the name of Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, another person, one more testimony. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to praise God this morning for his prayer life, for his word, his grace, his mercy, and for his many blessings. I say thank you, Jesus, for healing. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for healing. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Praise God for you, Apostle. Praise God for the ministry. Thank you, Jesus,
thank
for
you,
family, Lord. My children, grandchildren, my mother, brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. Oh, Lord, heal it. As I'm looking to you, thank you, Father. May you increase your mercy. Not it too hard, Lord. You said, I continue to look to you. Thank you, Lord, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, we join, sister, and to say, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice before, oh God, thanking you for all that you are doing and will do in her life and have done in her life and the life of her children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for making the place, crooked places straight. We thank you for making a way where there seems no way, oh God. We thank you for divine acceleration, oh God. We thank you for divine promotion, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her mother, her siblings, her nieces, and her nephews, O God. O Father God, your grace is sufficient in the name of Jesus. We thank you for making them whole, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, O God. Father God, be with her every step of the way, O God. Shield her with your favor, O God. Protect her from the hands of the evil one in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned, because, Lord, she is your covenant child. She is in a relationship, so we claim all the covenant blessings in the name of Jesus for her, her children, seed of her seed, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for always being there, that she will never lack, oh God. We thank you for an overflow, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, that every promise you made will surely, surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. We pray for special grace upon her, O God, and her family in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for increase, increase. I see increase. Hallelujah. In your finances. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this morning, we just bless God. We thank him for every testimony in the name of Jesus. I thank God. I praise God. My daughter, even though she took her shots and a booster, and of course she worked in the doctors in a clinic. She contacted COVID, but praise God, she wasn't as very sick. I mean, God healed her, delivered her. We praise God that he healed her. It was very mild with her. Of course, she had to stay home for a good while through the holidays. And I praise God. My son, Ricky, he had it, and he took his shots too. His whole household in Maryland, they had it. But we praise God that they were healed and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. The school children, the school had it, and it came home. Of course, they had to close the school in Maryland, in Columbia, Maryland. So we bless God. My sister contacted, and we praise God that she work in the healthcare area. When you work in the healthcare area, you got to be so careful. And she got, but she's well, completely. God has made her whole. She took her shots too, but it came on mildly. So we bless the Lord. I thank God for Crystal because her children right in the house, and none of the kids were tested over. They've been tested so many times, and none of them were tested positive or show any signs and symptoms, especially the Christian, the older one, he's already taking his shots, but the two younger ones have not taken, you know, they're still young. They haven't taken their shots, and they will praise God for protecting them and keeping them safe in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bless the Lord, hallelujah, and that everyone is doing well in the name of Jesus. One of the things I always tell you all to teach the children, the two younger ones come to me every day to take them to the bus stop. Every day we pray. Every day, and they can pray when it comes to the Holy Communion. They take the Holy Communion before they before we go to the bus stop, and I pray with them every morning. But one of the things is great because when the mom was sick and everything, those who knew how to conduct the Holy Communion and protect themselves and release the blood of Jesus and pray. So it's good to teach these children so they can use it and utilize what you teach them, so that God kept them safe, kept their mom safe, kept them covered. Everybody's well, doing fine, Ricky well, Crystal well, Perita's well. And so we thank God in the name of Jesus, and we bless his holy name. Everyone's doing well. We praise God. I pray this week was a little bit shaky week because there were so many. We had to go to some funerals on Zoom. But one of the things I want to say that one of my first cousin on my mother's side, she went to take her bath. Slipped and she died, hit her head, right, and she passed away. That's why we don't take things for granted. But I thank God for the life that she lived, and I was always able to keep in touch with her all through. And so I pray that her son is a pastor, that the Holy Spirit comfort her son, comfort the rest of my cousins, that her soul rest in the name of Jesus. So there's so much God has done for us. We just need to have faith and trust in him and praise him. Hallelujah. So we seal all our testimonies with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And we pray that, Lord, that we, as we continue to move, that we'll continue to pray for one another and pray for our friends and family. Be there for one another in the name of Jesus, in good, in times, bad times, that we can stand with each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we seal all our testimonies with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for healing Mariama, O God. We thank you for healing everyone that's not well, O God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, O God. We thank you for increase. We thank you for making the crooked places straight. We thank you for your special grace. I keep hearing the Lord's special grace. Father God, rest upon each and every one of us and our family members. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. for thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Let us continue to pray for Mariama, amen, in the name of Jesus, to alleviate that pain in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Be safe. It's icy in our area, storm, all this stuff, but be safe. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining us in Jesus' name.